All right, I'm very grateful for everybody for being here today. And I want to be grateful also, I want to say great gratitude to Stephanie and Scott, and also to the Native land people, the Paiute, for continuing to contribute to this land. And I am a great believer that as above, so below, and so below as above. So, my question is, if a person doesn't feel safe inside of their own body, how can they know that? How can they be connected to all the aspects of themselves? And I would say that that's why I developed Transplant. It is a development that has started about 17 years ago. And I started by becoming aware of people in my practice that were from different cultures. And people from different cultures don't really appreciate or use the Western model a lot of times. So I started to be more aware of what they were telling me and what worked for them. So what worked for them was starting with meditation. Meditation led me to yoga, and then I started to do yoga, and then I started to realize that yoga is a lot like, especially the sort of Shavasana, final resting pose, is a lot like the hypnotherapy from Milton Erickson that I had been trained in a little bit in grad school. So that was part of my degree as a social worker. And it was interesting to me that there were very much a lot of similarities. So then I started doing travels. I went to India, I went to Nepal, I went to Peru, I went to Costa Rica. I started to really study myself and develop myself, what was working, because it started to work for me, and I started to include that with work with other people. And so I can say that I got certified as a hypnotherapist as well as a social worker, and also as a yoga therapist with breath-centered yoga. That was my particular interest. And then I started to notice that people were getting better, and I was finally glad that after 20 years of being a social worker, that something started to really work much better. And so then I started to, in my practice, I started to think about how it is that this is working, and I started to use the Yoga Nidra, which comes from India, and they do have a form, they don't call it hypnotherapy, they're against hypnotherapy. They think it's woo-woo, just like we think their astrology is woo-woo. So that's interesting that we have opposing positions there. And it's a lot of it is cultural. You know, we understand that. And so, I'm very glad to be speaking here in front of mature adults, because I'm not talking to children and people know what I'm talking about. So then I started to combine it, and what I had come up with was something that I call Transplan, TRANCEPLAN. And right now I have it on the website by that name. And I have also an AI assistant which connects any questions that you have to my book, Conscious Integrative Therapy. And I have a couple of copies of it if anybody wants a copy. This book has a lot of resources in it. It's one-third resources. So it will connect you to Eastern and Western approaches. So in Transplant, basically, what I do is I invite people to learn how to not be afraid of being inside their own bodies, because a lot of people from, maybe they've had trauma, or maybe they've seen trauma, or they've heard of trauma, and they don't feel safe inside of their own bodies. And that makes it very difficult for them to heal themselves from anything that's going on. So I will assess a person as a therapist as to whether they might benefit from hypnotherapy in the first place. If they're not going through any active trauma or something right now, I'll sometimes ask them, are you interested in working with the energy of your body directly? And most people will say yes. So Then I tell them a breathing exercise, and I teach them alternate nostril breathing exercise. And then I send them four links to sound therapy, and sound therapy itself, I send them one for 432, one for 528 hertz, one for vagus reset, and one for, it's like this person measures the song of flowers, plants, and trees, which I think is really beautiful for people to listen to. So then if they respond well to that, I'll suggest the hypnotherapy, and they'll maybe have questions, and I'll explain it to them. And what I found is that if I explain it in a very scientific, logical way, at least their logical mind can think about it. And most of the times, they'll, being in therapy anyway and wanting to learn new ways and me telling them that this will really help them, that it will begin to make changes in their life, they usually are motivated. So I would say maybe 30-40% of my clients use the hypnotherapy. And how I use it is I start with a breathing, just breathing, noticing their breathing, and focusing on their own inner experience rather than what they were just talking about or doing. And then I ask them to start to feel the pulsation of the fluid in their bodies, in their fingertips, and in their toes. The fingertips are a very powerful place. People associate personal agency and power with their hands and fingers. So for them to feel this pulsation, it sort of shifts their awareness from feeling, oh, I have to do this or I should do that, into, wait, I have all of this energy inside of myself. And then I start to do a progressive relaxation exercise with positive suggestions. I will focus on with the legs. A lot of times it has to do with a person's ability to be mobile, stable, flexible, agile, nimble. They're wanting to just be able to move and not be stuck anymore. And once they start to feel the letting go of anything that they no longer need that could be blocking them, or they feel is blocking them, they start to have an experience. So this is more of an experience rather than something that I'm telling them. So when they start to have that experience, they start to feel the graceful, elegant flow of all the fluids and the life force flowing throughout their body, flowing through them, above them, below them, and around them at all times. And this gives a person a feeling of being safe, protected, and secure, as if they're in a cocoon and that they're able to just feel safe inside of their own body. This helps them to then start to feel that in the fulcrum of their hip area, I work with the chakras with them. Sometimes I won't use the word chakra. If I know that they're Christian or some other religion, I'll just say energy center or center of your creativity or earthly energies. And I've also been using these tuning forks. So for example, with the root chakra, the Muladhara, that has a specific frequency in Yoga Nidra. And they do this in Yoga Nidra, as well as they do a lot of chanting, a lot of visuals. It's like a whole crazy, you can't even imagine, experience. It's what they call Sri Vidya Yatra, where they create their own reality, or just create reality. Because that's as above, below, so below, that's our ability. So for example, this is for the Muladhara. It's basically an A. So, and I will chant the Bija Mantra for that, which is la, 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 la. And each of their chakras has one of these frequencies, and you're welcome to try this out if you want to. You can just come and try anything out. So, the center of the Muladhara is of the creative power, the earthly creative power of a human being. And then we do the letting go of anything that could be blocking them from being a very creative person. A lot of people I work with would like to be more creative, or they already are creative and they would just like to be better at that. And then I focus on the Svadhisthana chakra, which is the root of the spine, and the human nervous system and ability to heal ourselves. So if we have a healthy spine, it really supports our brain functioning. And when we have a spine that is letting go of anything that isn't healthy, the person will start to identify their own ability to heal themselves, which we all have since we were born. And any Western or Eastern medicine will say the same thing, that they will work with us, but basically our body is going to heal itself if it has the right balance and is in that flow of healing. So this is to set up that flow, and I work with the mantras, and I also work with sayings from, for example, Buddhism. There's something called Vinyasa Bhairava Tantra, which is mostly about how our lineage is from that flow of energy, that we're not only just this manifestation in physical form, that we also are a part of everything in terms of its potential. We're also part of that wave dimension as well, but we just don't see it because our five senses don't tell us about it, but we intuitively know that it's there. So then, based upon the frequencies are circling around and joining with the legs in mobility, stability, and then healing ability, as well as creativity. And when you have that foundation, the person starts to, in their solar plexus area, the Manipura chakra, they start to identify their own current identity. So we may have inner child work, we may have old identities, we may have people have told us who we are or how we, you know, maybe we have issues that they've told us we have. And this is a chance for the person to identify with their empowerment of themselves. So then the energy is being more aligned and it starts to flow into the heart area, which is the Anahata chakra. And that area is about being able to give and receive compassion and good emotions, caring, empathy, love. And a lot of times I will say something and read something during that because that seems to resonate with a lot of people very deeply. They feel very hurt in their heart. And, you know, this could be from a childhood issue. And then when they start to feel more comfortable inside of their heart and have a more peaceful, restful place, that starts to flow, the healing starts to flow into the Vishuddhi, which is the communication chakra, where many people have issues with being able to speak or being able to find the truth within themselves. So when a person has more compassion and less conflict within themselves, they're able to connect more with their inner truth. And this allows that Vishuddhi to be a little bit clearer for them, and they can start to say things or be more truthful with themselves on that level. And then when that is helping them, they can continue the healing. It goes into the Anya chakra, the third eye. When this is aligned up, we can start to imagine or put our intentions towards what we want to manifest. So people may have an idea of what that is, but this, with the Anya chakra, I will say that it feels like, because they're so aligned up, that there could be a sudden inspiration that they have, or something just comes to them that they never thought of before, and they start to take that into consideration, and not that they have to do anything at the present moment with it, but that they can start to think about it, and I will visualize it as a very small wave that is gradually flowing through them, and it gets into their third eye, and it spreads Rita, which is drops of healing nectar, and thousands of those drops of healing nectar go throughout their body, which is in their upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, and palms, and fingers as well, so that they can even start to feel more that they are unified with themselves in a sense of oneness. And sometimes I will say this mantra, Samasta loka sukhino bhavantu, which means basically that all beings everywhere celebrate their divinity. And then a person will start to experience the Sahasrara chakra, which is over the head, and it's like the thousand petal lotus. The thousand petal lotus is given to us even when we walk out in the morning and we feel the sunlight enveloping us and we feel, aha, this is what life is. This is like our feeling that we get from the sun. Then after that, if the person, as we discussed this beforehand, if they want to travel into their imaginary future, they can take with them everything that they have earned, learned, and been given from this so far, and it goes on for about 10 or 15 minutes, where they go through a portal or a door by way of a small light that gets larger and larger, and it becomes a beam of light, and they are attracted to learn more about where that light is coming from. And when they open the door, their eyes are blinded temporarily, but they start to see the lines, the forms, the colors, they smell the air, they hear the sounds, and this is their creation where they have created their most perfect outcome, their most beautiful environment or domain. And I don't get very specific, I don't say if it's indoors or outdoors, because that's part of the person's own decision making. If they say they want to, for example, stop eating so much, I could put in something about how they see other people and are having a picnic, eating healthy food, and being really healthy and enjoying their lives, and even older people living very long, and things like that that aren't directly, they're sort of analogies. So then the person, sometimes I'll say, okay, and then there's this, your vehicle is going to come and pick you up with your driver, or your pilot into your spaceship, or your car, or your whatever ship, or automotive, railroad, or whatever it is that your system is, and pick you up and show you around, and then bring you back, and I'm very broadly describing it, but there are a lot of other details. And then the person gets out and goes back through the portal, and steps into their own life force again, and gradually goes back to their place where they started, and then I conduct them out of the whole session. And a lot of times I will say, if you don't want to speak, or if you don't want to open your eyes, that's fine. I'll just log off in 15 seconds, but sometimes they want to speak, they have something to say. And I don't know, usually it helps. I mean, I've had some cases when a person would say it didn't work at all because I was too tense, and my body couldn't relax, and I'll say, yeah, okay, you know, like, and then I wait a week or two, and I say, okay, now that you've quit your old job, you've got a new job, you've got a backup new job, you're sleeping well at night, you're having fun with all your friends, you're living your best life, do you think maybe it has something to do with hypnotherapy? And they'll, because their concept of what they're supposed to experience in it is not what they actually experience of that. So, I mean, that's basically all of it, so I don't know how much time I've used up. If you want to ask any questions, or is my time up?
8 minutes.
Okay. All right, thank you for being here. Namaste.
So you said you trained in yoga, is it massage therapy?
I trained in yoga and hypnotherapy, and I'm a social worker.
Social. I mean, interesting combination, but it makes sense.
Yes, I mean, we all have our journey, and this was the journey, and the journey continues, of course, for all of us. So, I will say, however, that in the education that I'm getting through continuing education units, we are being taught now polyvagal somatic therapy, which is breathing exercises and sound therapy, along with mindfulness. And so I believe that my approach, including the actual experience, is another part that you can add on to that with the hypnotherapy. And this helps people to see, like, if they want to change habits or they want to develop new habits, they feel safer inside of their own body to be able to make those decisions with their awareness. And they can decide what to do with that energy rather than feeling that they don't have any options and they don't know what to do. So I've had a question online about scripts. I think that in this tuning fork, there are some scripts that a person can read for the specific chakras, and they have affirmations and the meaning of the chakra, which can be helpful for a person who's just beginning to use this. And I also have things from the book that has a lot of sayings, such as I mentioned before, with the Hindu and Buddhist readings. So those can be, if they're kept very simple, you know, a person doesn't want to hear a whole long treatise while they're in hypnotherapy, but they can actually provide a lot of help for a person, I think. So, okay, so are there any other questions?
I don't have a question, but I get the pleasure of working with clients in office still, and so I always include a chakra meditation in my deepener. I just don't use that word because I'm in Texas and I don't.
Yeah.
It's just easier.
Yeah.
But that's what it is.
Yeah.
And just to get them grounded and to connect mm-hmm. with their confidence and their power and their intuition and their heart.
Yeah. And, it really helps them, right?
Yes. And then I use aromatherapy and mm-hmm. sound, different sound bowls and tuning forks.
Oh, good.
And they never know what I'm going to do. And so it's such a unique sound to them that it just puts them in trance. You know? So I love that.
Yes, and that's something that they experience, and they trust you as the professional, you know, that you're giving them something that you find works for you as well and other people.
The joke is in my office is that I provide forced meditation. Or they feel like they're tripping on drugs.
Yeah, well, breathwork is the new hallucinogen,
yes,
right?
They say that. Yeah.
Right. You don't need to go to ayahuasca if you
yeah.
do the holotropic breathing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hello, I'm sorry I didn't see you before. What is your name?
Tracy.
Tracy, nice to see you. We're almost done, but do you have anything to say about yourself, where you are from, or anything? Do you have any questions about anything?
I just came to join my husband.
Oh, right, okay. All right, okay, and that's nice that you came. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much for attending. Thank you.